I wasn't very surprised. I think we all anticipated it. The question was whether Jeff would resign or would Trump outwardly fire him.
And the president has frequently attacked the Justice Department and Jeff Sessions. He's been frustrated and angry that the attorney general recused himself from the special counsel investigation into ties between the president's campaign and Russia. Why do you think President Trump forced him to resign?
I believe that the president has viewed the biggest problem with his administration so far has been the constant battle involving the Russia investigation, and that he believes that had Jeff been there and been stronger and not recused himself, that he, Jeff, would have somehow stopped the investigation. And when Jeff recused himself, it just set left a bad taste in the mouth of the president, and it has bothered him ever since then.
So what do you think this means now that the president essentially has forced Jeff Sessions out?
I think that this will probably be a relief for everyone around him, the president as well as the attorney general, because I do believe that it was a difficult relationship. Jeff as attorney general, from the people that I talked to, was doing an excellent job of managing and doing the things that the president wanted in the attorney general's office. Everything short of becoming involved in the Russia investigation. When it's all said and done, I believe that this nearly 2 years that Jeff has served as the attorney general will look back by those in and around the attorney general's office, and strong conservatives will see that Jeff Sessions served the president very well and served him in an appropriate and honorable manner.
As a U.S. senator from Alabama, Jeff Sessions was very popular among voters here. At the same time that the president has strong support among Alabamians. So what are your thoughts as far as whether this could hurt President Trump in the short term and farther down the road in 2020?
In Alabama, there are some very strong Sessions loyalists who felt that the president was too harsh on the attorney general. And then there are those supporting Trump who felt that Jeff Sessions didn't serve the president strong enough. So in my opinion, they both hurt each other. Now, this is a strongly Republican state. I think the president will be easily be reelected in Alabama. And
in spite of forcing Jeff Sessions to resign.
Yeah, in spite of that, yeah. I think that President Trump is still very popular here.
What about Jeff Sessions? What do you think this could mean for his future? I mean, just ahead of the announcement on Twitter, we saw former Senator Luther Strange tweeted his support for Sessions for Senate in 2020. How likely is it that he'll make a bid for his old seat?
I have not had that conversation with Jeff, but I'll just say this. Jeff has served as United States Attorney for 12 years. He was Alabama Attorney General for 2 years. He was United States Senator for nearly 20. And he was Attorney General of the United States nearly 2 years. He served a good life and has been a great public servant. And, you know, whatever he wants to do, he'll do.